Pastor Shchodesh Nisan already. Shabbos HaGodol is just around the corner. Pesach beckons. The yisoid of Pesach, of a celebration of Pesach, there are things that we may celebrate, that we should be reminded of certain things. For example, we celebrate Shabbos. So, we're not meant to relive Brias Olam. We can't even imagine what Brias Olam is. Who could understand what Brias Olam is? It's not in the realm of experience of any human being. Even Adam Arishan, who couldn't have a Messiah, he didn't know what Brias Olam was either. But Shabbos is a time that we should note that there was Brias Olam, to commemorate Brias Olam. That's one type of mitzvah that we have. And the truth is, this mitzvah falls in the realm. I always ask my Talmid, how many types of mitzvahs are there? So they say, well, there are two types, but you can put it in two different ways. There's mitzvahs asay and mitzvahs lois asay, and there's chukim and mishpatim. I say chukim and mishpatim is fine, and that's what we learned in Cheder, but our Rabbeim shortchanged us. Right? What does the Chochem say in the Manash Tani? He quotes a pasuk in Chumash Devarim. Eidos v'achukim v'amishpatim asher tzivah Hashem Elokeinu eschem. This mitzvah is called Eidos. Eidos, the best definition, Eidos are testimonies. Meaning to say that the mitzvah is to connect us either with a great historical event or a great philosophic notion of what Klal Yisrael is. So we can experience Shabbos as we commemorate the fact that the world was created. We don't experience Brias Olam. Pesach, on the other hand, is not so much the knowledge of Pesach, but the ultimate point is to experience Yetzias Mitzrayim. Right, we have an Ar HaGodah, right? Chayav Adam Liros is Atzmo Kilu Hu Yotzim in Mitzrayim, and Rabbi quotes a pasuk, V'osonu Hotzi Misham. The Rambam is as well known, doesn't have the text Liros. The Rambam says, L'harois is Atzmai. L'harois means, Liros is an inner thing, meaning how I evaluate the situation. L'harois means it's manifest outwardly. So I'm so possessed with it that if you looked at me, you would think that I left Mitzrayim at this moment. It's L'harois, it's Atzmai. And that's really the Yisoid of the hollow that we have. You have to all the terrorists with the Ran and Rav Haigon that says this hollow of the hollow of Pesach is differentiated from the hollow of all the other hollow that we recite. And ultimately, at the bottom line, I don't want to go through the whole terrorist of it, and even the brisket terrorists only go so far and don't fully close to answer the problem. But the challah that we recite in the daytime of Yom Tov is to commemorate that this was a day which is significant in the history of Klal Yisrael. The challah that we recite on the night of the Seder is a challah of Geula. It's in the context that we are being nigal, we are being redeemed. That's the mindset of Pesach is to re-experience that which happened, not just to remember. That's the Rambam's L'Harois is Atzmai. And I wonder maybe if that's really the Yishuv. You know, the Avia Ezri, the Rishon, raised the question, and most of the Rishonim didn't agree with him, but the Ramah, but the Yevid was Seimech on it most of the time, that if a person didn't do a Seba, by the Seder, that Avia Ezri says you don't have to go back. Why is this? Because it's not our style to eat Be'aseba altogether. So, it's not requisite. That was when that was the Derech Eiros. We had to do it. Act B'Derech Eiros. There are those that say, who was it, the Ralbag, that V'homon Neufel Alamito Asher Esther Aleo because it was a party. So she was reclining. She was a seva on a couch. And Haman came to plead with her for his life. And either he appeared to be falling, or the Malach gave him a push and he was falling. But the Achashverosh didn't like the looks of it. But the seva was the norm. The seva was the norm in the Mishnah. The Mishnah talks about Zimun, that you need a seva. The Mishnah in the seventh parak in Brochot, Shashloisha Sha'ochlu. So the Gemara relates that the Talmidim of Rav were returning from Rav's Levaya, from his funeral, and they sat down at the riverbank to eat, and then they had a Shiloh. There was no place to do a seva, they didn't have a couch there, so they were just sitting, but they sat the kfiyas, they intended to sit together. So they had a Shiloh and Huchel Zimun. When the Mishnah said a seva, does it mean literally a seva? And if you're sitting down in an organized fashion, you don't do Zimun? Or as long as it's in an organized fashion, you're intending to sit together, the seva is not the key factor. And they didn't know the answer to it, it says. So and they started to weep. They said, here, Rav, our master, died, and we don't even know how to recite the Brichas HaMazon yet. But we see from that the seva was the norm. So Rabbi Ezra said, it's not the norm. If I dare say, if anyone over here ate one meal in the last year of Beheseba, you know, who eats Beheseba? Nebuchadnezzar got it sick, he can't get out of bed, you know. So, you know. And he eats in the one way, and it says, you're not Yotzei Haseba. Praktin, if you lay on your back, you're not Yotzei Haseba. So that's the one way, that the only time that a guy might eat in such fashion, is the law later we're sick in bed, then he wouldn't be Yotzei Haseba either. So what do we eat Beheseba? For one reason. So perhaps the real, so we'll answer, we'll give a technical answer, but I think we need to go beyond the technical answer. The technical answer is the halacha was koveya, that you have to eat berseva, so we have to eat berseva, so it changed, so what? But I think the answer in and of itself begs the question. I mean, it's, Chazal I'm sure could have anticipated that not every society in all of history is going to do Haseba. There are probably societies in that time where it didn't take place. So why, you know, insist about it? So perhaps the point is that this is fits in within the same realm. Because what we're doing is to put ourselves back in that situation that we're going out of Mitzrayim. And to put ourselves back in the mindset of how we would have celebrated. We recite Hallel. A celebration of leaving Mitzrayim. So how we would have celebrated under those circumstances. We would have celebrated Beheseba. So perhaps that's the reason they insisted that a Seba is fixed fact. Because we have to re-experience that which took place. That which took place in Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that lies at the heart of a very interesting halacha. I'll take it piecemeal. I'll take this piece and then maybe we'll look at the larger piece, the more global part of it. The halacha states that the mitzvah's magid has to take place with questions and answers. So, and it tells us if a person has a child, the child asks, he has a wife, his wife asks. If he doesn't, even two Talmidei Chachamim, one asks the other. And surprises, surprises. If he has nobody to ask, he asks himself. The v'chiyisholcha vincha is so significant that we want there to be questions. We want there to be questions. It's interesting. The Rambam deals with the fact. The Rambam apparently holds, and I think it's probably with machloek shnuya. The Rambam holds that the manishtana is part of the mitzvah's magid itself. Because the Rambam says at the end that who says the manishtana? At the end, the Rambam says that the Balabayas recites the manishtana, according to the Rambam. So that would suggest that the Rambam holds that the full mitzvah's magid, it's not only the setting the stage for magid, but the full mitzvah's magid begins from that point. It's mashma other place, another place in the Rambam too. So I'll call upon him, what's the necessity of that there be questions and answers? And what's the necessity, the Rama makes a point, that even great Talmidei Chachamim have to be Mesapar B'Tzias Mitzrayim. V'afilu ho ho yukulon Chachamim. Because the Rambam is making the point that the Seder is not for the knowledge of what took place. A great Talmud Chacham, there's no chidushim that are coming forth at the Seder. You're dealing, you went to the Vilna Gaon Seder, he knew Kol HaTorah Kula already. He wasn't, you know, this wasn't the venue for new chidushim perhaps. But what we're out to do is to experience it here with time. And that, therefore, it doesn't make a difference. Afinu kulonu chachamim. We also have to be, ask the questions, give the answers. So this is an essential aspect of the Seder. And there's another part which only can really be understood, I think, from this standpoint. The Mishnah says that maschol b'gnusu masayim b'shevach. We have to begin with the degradation of Klal Yisrael and end with its triumph and its glory. So there were two interpretations in the Gemara. The Rambam, in fact, brings them, I think, in the order that they are in the Gemara, and we happen to recite them for whatever reason in reverse order. So the Gemara offers two interpretations. What it means, Maschul B'Gnus and Messiah B'Shevach. One is that B'Tchila Oivdei Avodei Zorah Hoya Avoseinu. That Baruch Hashem, we were well established as Avdei Avodei Zorah. I mean, Terach and his forefathers, these were not just fellows that, you know, socially it was good to belong to the local, you know, religious establishment. I mean, these were the real adukim, the real firm believers. I mean, there's no other way you can explain the fact that Terach has a son that's not so enthralled with the local beliefs. You know, there are a lot of fathers in history that had that, but there are very few that take him and have his son arrested, basically to be burned at the stake. Because, you know, because he doesn't believe in the local religion. I mean, this Terach was b'lev v'nefesh. This was not mitzvah, this was not minigav aseinu b'yadeinu by him. He was passionate in his beliefs. So what's the normal result of a person that's passionate in his beliefs like that? The greatest probability is his child will go in that path also. The Gemara says in Bab Metzia that Kol HaMelamed Ben HaMa'aretz Torah is kilu yilodah. It's as if he gave birth to him. Why? Because the normal derech is, if he has an unlearned father, his child will also be unlearned. He doesn't have a father to teach him. So someone that came and took him under his tutelage and taught him, it's as if he's born again. It's a new birth. So from Terach, you expect another generation of Terach. And came forth in Avraham Avinu. And to what extent? To the extent that we became Yuchasim, became Karov to the Rabbeinu Shalom. And the Rambam makes a point. He says when he talks about Terach, we made Terach and Mulafonov, Hayu Avosena, we made Terach and Mulafonov Kaifrim. They were Kaifrim. And they believed in all types of idolatry. And we went from one extreme to the other, from idol worshippers to the ones Achshav Karvonu Hamokum, the Rabbanu Shalom drew us close. What are we at? What's the point? The point is that we should understand what we are. To experience that feeling of how far I came. I was here, and the Rabbanu Shalom brought me to here. Not really a idea, the idea. But you need to experience it. The way to experience it is to understand the parameters, where you started and where you are. The other day in the Gemara said we're dealing that Avodim Ayinu Lefarav B'Mitzrayim. We were Avodim. And now what did the Rabbeinu Shalom do for us? The Rabbeinu Shalom redeemed us. Who understands Cheirus? only the person that understands avdus. A person that doesn't understand avdus will never understand chayrus. Doesn't know what it means. It's just, that's the way life is. A person that knew what avdus is, that's the person that knows what chayrus is. So to say there is to experience that, to understand the extreme degree to which the Rabbeinu Shalom engaged us, and to experience that, to see the whole sweep of it, then we first praise the Rabbeinu Shalom. As I mentioned to you recently, Ramei HaChodesh, Zatzal, the Mashgiach of Chevron Yeshiva, he came to Eretz Yisrael in 1924. Chaim Eiser wanted him to go back to Europe in the mid-30s and become a Rosh Shiva someplace in Europe. But the Rebbetzin Tzivi, as Rebbetzin refused. She said, she's not going back. To Europe is beyond the pale. She's not going back. So therefore, in 1935, they went to Vilna for a chasana. So Chaim Eiser met her. Chaim Eiser said, I want your husband to come, and I hear you're the one that's, you know, standing in the way. So she said to Rabbi Chaim Eiser, you don't feel that the earth is burning under our feet? He says, I can't stay in Europe anymore. If the Rabbi, she said to Rabbi Chaim Eiser, was the God of the Lord, will tell me to go any place in Eretz Yisrael, anywhere, the man to be Marbitz Torah, I'll go tomorrow. I have no problem. I don't care where it is. I don't mean Yerushalayim. I don't care anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. I'm ready to go. But I can't live in Europe anymore. She understood. There were a few, but she understood where things were at. He told his children, the joy of coming to Eretz Yisrael, you will never experience. Sailing on the ship, and all of a sudden Eretz Yisrael comes into sight, and you see the shore, and you're about to land. And leaving Chutz La'aretz behind, he says, you will never understand what that means. You were born in Eretz Yisrael. You cannot conceivably understand what it means to come to Eretz Yisrael in the way that I do. And that's the Yisoid. This is the Yisoid. Maschul b'gnus ha'masayim b'shavach. A journey. A religious journey from Kofrim Adukim to Achshav Karvonu Amokim La'avodosim with Amma Nivcha. From Mitchila Avodim Ayinu L'Farah V'Mitzrayim to Vayotzienu Hashem Elokeinu Misham. And ultimately, in the Parshan Varami Ovi, will end by Yivienu L'Amokim Hazeh, all the way to the gift of Eretz Yisrael. Pesach, we have to understand it. What the Rabbeinu Shalom has given us. And that's the real key is when we relate, when we connect, that this is the gift that the Rabbeinu Shalom has given me. We're long out of Mitzrayim, but the gift still stands. We're still the Am HaNivcha. So this is the Yisoid. The side of what Pesach is. And Yitochen. That's really the Nekud of Zeichel HaMikdash Kehillo. Maybe that's the point. That the real experience of the Gula is Aladmas HaKadosh. The generally accepted view among the Meforshim of the Haggadah is Holach Ma'anya is strange. The Haggadah is a document that's in Lashon Kodesh. So why is it that we have these few lines at the outset of the Haggadah, Olach Ma'anya, the Acholah B'Son of Ar Demetzroim, in Aramaic, and a document which is Kula Loshon HaKodesh? So the classical explanation is, of the most of the Mefarshim, not all, but most of the Mefarshim, is that when the Jews came to Babel in the first year after the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash, They asked themselves, what are we celebrating? You know, a guy was never locked up in jail. And after 20 years, they let him out. So we celebrated. 10 years went by, and they came and they locked him up again. So now we're sitting in the jail. So what is he going to celebrate now? They'll get me out of the jail, I'll celebrate. But here I'm in the jail, what am I celebrating? So the answer, that's what they introduced, the Halach Ma'anya. And as the Nesivus puts it in his Haggadah, that inherent in Yetzias Mitzrayim is the fact that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam will redeem us at every time and every place. Really, it's in Rashi and Chumash. V'gam es ha-goy asher yavodu, dono noichi. So Rashi and V'gam says what's V'gam? The Rabbis Abba Malchias. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam will stand with us in all of history. And that's why we celebrate. The connection that we became connected to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam at Har Sinai when we went out of Mitzrayim, we became the Am Hashem. I was once traveling in a Sherut in Eretz Yisrael. So there were a bunch of Rishalmi guys in it, I think. And I was there, and then there was one guy in Madim in uniform. With a kippah sruga. So the guy relates the following story. This guy in the kippah sruga is a choshuva guy, I think the Israeli intelligence, something like that. I'll call upon him. He was passing through. I think he went to Davin Marav and Meir Sharm, and he was passing down. And when there was a little Levitic over there, and the police were sweeping anybody off the streets, and they swept him up too. And they threw him into jail in the Russian compound. So the policeman comes to him. I guess you want to call your lawyer, whatever it is. So he gives him the name of the chief of police of Yerushalayim. I want to speak to him. So he says, call him up and tell him this guy's in the jail. He wants to speak to you. So the guy calls up the chief of police. He tells him who he locked up. The chief tells him, get the guy out of there, you don't dare put this guy in jail. So the police, they apologize to him. So he says, apologize? You can't apologize to me. He says, I had no concern about being arrested. The only thing that could happen for my being arrested is you're going to get in trouble. Says, that's the only thing that could happen. He says, but how can I forgive you? The Rishonim guy that walks down the street and he doesn't have my political connections, him you're going to make Torahs for. You locked him up for the same reason that you locked me up without reason. He says, how could I forgive you? But this guy, when they threw him in jail, he had no concern. He knew he held the key in his hand. They're fast enough, they're going to chase him out of there. This was not he was not frightened to be in jail. You know, I'm in jail. The door's going to open in 5 minutes and they're going to throw me out. After the Rabbanu, we had the Kabbalah Sator at Har Sinai. We don't have anything to be afraid of. We're going to have hard times and difficult times, but we're not abandoned. The Rabbanu Shalom is with us. Imo Anoicha B'Tzoro, the Rabbanu Shalom will redeem us. But ultimately, the real place of the Seder is not in Chutz Lartz, not in the time of the Chorban. The real Seder is Al Admas HaKodesh, eating a Korban Pesach in the confines of the city of Yerushalayim. That's the real celebration of Pesach. And perhaps that's the reason why we have the Zeichel Migdash Kehillah. Zeichel Migdash Kehillah. In that moment in the Seder, to put ourselves back in the mindset, just think for a moment of what Hillel did as he ate the Korban Pesach. We don't talk about the Korban Pesach and the Rabbanan in Hillel. So perhaps one point in the Seder we touched the Zeichel and Migdash Kehillah, to put us into that mindset. Because that's the ultimate experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim, is the Afkal Admas HaKodesh with the Korban Pesach. Now, I said we touch upon the union that the great Chachamim have to ask each other. Because the Shailas and Tshuvas, that's what makes something real and alive. You go to a lecture, You can sit in a room with 300 people. And if you sit far enough away from the lecturer, you can sleep very comfortably too. You know, just don't snore in the front row. But if you're engaged, you know, the professor starts it with something outrageous and it gets you engaged and you're not falling asleep. The deepest experiences are when we are engaged. So the process of Magid is to be engaged. To consider the questions and consider what the significance of the answers are. That's the process of Magid. So that we become involved. It's not enough. Oh, yeah, I heard this, I heard that. To be involved in the process. That it's alive. It's a live wire. That's probably why we have so many dinim and magid. A lot of dinim and magid, the Rambam says. You know, there's a classical question that all the achrayim really ask this question. That is, what's the chiddush of magid? What's the chiddush of magid? Every night we have a mitzvah, zechiras yetzias mitzrayim too. So what's the chiddush of magid? Now, the classical answer is not universal. The classical answer, almost all the achrayim say that the difference is that Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is just a mention of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Tuvarat Otzeisi Escha, three or four words. Otzeisi Escha Me'eretz Yitzrayim. That's it. Pesach, that doesn't cut it. You can't get up and say Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Otzeisi Escha Me'eretz Yitzrayim. Okay, now we're on to now to Koysheni, you know. It's a gate dish, does it? So they say because it needs a whole tour de force. A lengthy explanation and a lengthy exploration of the events of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the classical answer. Now, it's interesting. The Rabbeinu Peretz was not of that mindset. The Balei Tosfos, the Rabbeinu Peretz says that when you said Kiddush and you said Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, you were Yetzi Magid already. Everything that comes after that is kolamar v'areza v'shuvach. But you are yoytzi magid. But zecha l'tzias mitzrayim. The achrayim are rooted in the Rambam. The Rambam does not take that view. The Rambam has a very expansive view of what magid is. And one would not be yoytzi with the mere recitation ani Hashem Elokeichem asher hotzeisi eschem me'eretz Mitzrayim. Now from this standpoint we can understand. In the Haggadah, we have the story of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Hare ani kimin shuvim shonah b'lo zechis, ishe teyomer yitzias etzayim b'leilah, tashe dorsha ben zayma. Shenema alaman tizkor es yom tzeizcho me'eretz etzayim, koyil yamei chayecha. Koyil is, right, l'rabbi saleilis. Very nice, but there's only one little shayla. This Mishnah in Masechta Brochus is not a Mishnah in Masechta Psochem. It doesn't refer to Mitzvah's Magid. It refers to the fact that every single night, as we do in the morning, we recite the Parsha of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the reason the Gemara in Brachos says, why do we recite Parsha's Tzitzis at night? Tzitzis in whatever way, a Machlokes, the Rambam, and the Rosh, what it means, but Laila's loves man Tzitzis. There's some exclusion at night about Tzitzis. So why do we recite the Parsha? The Gemara says, we recite the Parsha merely to get to the Pasuk at the end, Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Hotzeisi Eschem. I presume that since they used that in the morning they had to have Parshas Tzitzis. It just ended with Yetzias Mitzrayim, so in the night they wanted to use the same one. Whereas once we started, we finished already. We say the Gantz Parsha. So, what is this Mishnah doing in the Haggadah? Doesn't belong. You want to write it in Hilchos Marav, yeah? Fine, but what's it doing in Hilchos Pesach in the middle of the Haggadah? So I think the answer to this question is that it's addressing how we understand the difference between Magid and Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now, we could have given a very simple answer to the question. Before Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah came along, I would have answered you very simply. Listen, what are you asking? Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is b'yom. The Laila doesn't exist. Once a year, there's a mitzvah magid. You talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim in the night time. That's all. That's the difference. Simple enough. What's the problem? Along came Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and said, Tasha Dorsha ben Zaymo, that Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is b'leilas too. Is now Hadra Kushi L'duchta. So now what am I going to say? I can't tell you that the yichur of Magid is because it's in the night time and the mitzvah Zechiras Yetzias is limited to the day. Because Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is also b'leilas. So Hadra Kushi L'duchta. So Hadra Kushi L'duchta is now... We have Perek Zion in the Rambam to give us a whole beer. We have to have a whole beer because there's no simple answer anymore. The simple answer is refuted from the Mishnah of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So the Rambam is a whole tzettel, a ganze list of things that you have to do to be Yotzi Magid. For Avo Bishayin Lei Ben. He says, Ki Yisholcha Bincho? You don't have a ben? You still have to do it. I presume because if he got the... And then we have a Ki Gata Lo Bincho. But nevertheless, you still have to do it. And Afilu Chachamim Gedoylem. B'chol HaMayrach B'dvorim She'iro V'shehoyu Areza Meshubach. And if we are lengthy in it, there's Areza Meshubach. That's B'stavra, din number one. In what the market is about. Kol Amar Ba'arezu Meshubach. There's no din in Al-Lachayra and Zechira Sitzias Yitzayim Kol Amar Ba'arezu Meshubach. So if Menachem gets up there and he starts reading up Saganta Tzettel about the Tzias Mitzrayim, then we're going to tell him, 10 days early, give us a break. 10 days from now, I can't start spieling with that. But right, we got to go home. That's number one. Mitzvah, the Rambam says, Lodi Alabonim. And even if they didn't ask, one pasuk says ki yishol chavincha when they ask, but elsewhere it says vigata levincha. It's not predicated upon their asking. So you tell them even if they don't ask. So this is already a second chiddush. It's chiras etzias Mitzrayim. I'm not mechuyev to call my son over and tell him each day chiras etzias. I want you to stand next to me when I say the pasuk ani Hashem alakecha mosher otzeis yescha meiritz Mitzrayim. It's not mechuyev. On Pesach, I want you right here. We got to live in Chabayom Ahuleimor. So we have Kol Amarba being Magid, and if he died, Tol Shemen Oviv Melamdo. We teach him according to his understanding. Keitanim Hayakot No Tipish, if he's very young or he's simple minded. Oimalai. Bini. So he tells him, look, Kulonu Ayinu Avodinho, Shiv Chazukum, whoever it said, they still had slaves in his day. So you see, that guy down the block? We used to be like him. But Mitzrayim, Valayla Zepodo, Son of Kodesh Borach of Yotzein of the Chairs, and the Rabbanah Shalaylam took us out and freed us. From Hoya ben Godel Vachacham, if he's mature and he's wise, Modio Mashir Alonu B'Mitzrayim. I tell him the whole story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, everything that took place. And all the nisim that took place. To what extent? So there's a whole educational process that has to take place. Tailored to this child. That he should also be able to relate to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Not only a idea. Not only a idea, but it's to relate to it. He sees an Eved on the block and he's enslaved. I used to be like that and now I'm freed. That's real. That's muhashi. It's concrete. It's not just, we were free. No. You see that Eved? That's what we were like. And now we're free. Even a simple child. That's real. Now it's interesting, the Gemara talks about the fact that they gave out their Geizim Ukloyas. Okay, so, we have, you know, in the modern psychology, we talk about positive reinforcement. So, you know, you want to keep the kids engaged, so you give them candies. Those were the candies of that time. It's a nice thing to do, and Chazal expressed, you know, it's a wise thing to do this. But the Rambam says, no, this is not some educational conception that Chazal dreamed up. This is a deraisa dikedin. The Rambam is unbelievable. The Rambam writes, we should do things first that are different. So that they get into the mindset of questioning what's taking place. These are the events that took place. V'keitzad, Mishana, and what should he do? Is mechalek lehem kloyus ve'goyzen. Dish out candies. Va'ikun ha'shulchan melefneim. They used to have the little table, so they took the table away altogether. And sometimes the menorah, they used to take the car off the table, and over the matzahs, and we're noyeg bizmanenu, we cover the matzahs at this point. And this is koydim sheyechlu. And that time was very striking. The tables were brought out for eating. After eating, they took the tables away. So here they set up the tables, and all of a sudden, the butler comes in and marches out with the table before they gave the food. V'choyt fin matzah, zemi zemiyad. Zemiyadzer, they used to grab matzahs, also think lively, and the Rambam is going to end at the end that all of this, that's not an educational tool. There you go, and you go to a teacher's college, so they tell you, good, the first thing in the lesson is you have to have a motivation, right, to get the kids involved. So it's a good motivation. The Rambam says all of this is a chelik of mitzvahs magid. Implicit in mitzvahs magid, v'gata levincha, and therefore it's not enough that if he asks, it's not enough even to tell him. We want him engaged, and that he should become a part of the process and ask the questions on his own. His curiosity should be aroused. So it's to create the situation in which he will ask the questions. That's also part of mitzvahs magid. Just the motivation, how to get them there. It's a nice idea. They learn in teacher's college. No. It's mitzvahs magid. Chelek of mitzvahs magid, the Rambam says. Rambam is awesome to put this halacha into mitzvahs magid. Ein loy ben ishtoy sha'alosay. So his wife should ask him. We have to have questions. Ein loy isho shoylen zeze. Then they ask each other, the people that are there, Manishtana Alaylaze, Vafilu, Hoyu Kulan Chacham, even if they're all Chacham, you still ask. And Hoyu Levado Shola Atro Manishtana Alaylaze. Now, the Rambam, this is a Perek Zayin, a Perek Ches Halacha Beis. The Rambam says, "V'omer akoyrei manishtana halayla azem mikol alaylas." We did the Gemara. One person said the Haggadah. Everyone else listened and fulfilled the mitzvah b'shamei akoyna, like you listen to Kiddush Friday night. So one person said the Haggadah. The Gemara is a shayla and Arvei Psochem of two Amoraim that were blind. Was who recited the Haggadah in their homes? The Gemara says they recited the Haggadah. In other words, the people were yotze with their recitation. So the Rambam apparently includes the questions. The Rambam puts the fact of the questions. This is also Nichlal and Haggadah. Not everyone necessarily. The Minigoylam is not like the Rambam. The Minigoylam is that the children ask the questions. And the Balabayas begins from Avodah Mayina. Somebody told me a diuk in the Torah yesterday. A goyin made, but lidaiti for this reason, tzidish mukhruch. It says that moizgin lo kos sheni, and bekhan haben shoyel esovim manishtana alayla zem mikol alayla. So the Torah says moizgin lo miyad kos sheni, so that the ben, and the Rashbam spells it out, should ask manishtana alayla zem mikol alayla. The Rambam says moizgin lo kos sheni is because the halah, the haggadah has to be ala kos. So this Goyin wanted to say that the Torah disagrees with the Rambam, and really a Kaisi could have poured by Halal. But he poured it over here because Kana ben Shoyel, to be more the child to ask. Abbasanish Mukhrach, what he said. According to the Rambam, it would be right, because according to the Rambam, Manish Tana is already the beginning of Maggot. But the rest of the world does not seem to agree with the Rambam with that. The rest of the world seems to hold that the real Mitzvah's Maggot begins from the answer, from Avodim Ayinu, the Pharaoh of Mitzrayim. And Ramayla, what the Torah is saying, I could have waited until after Manish Tana and poured the Kais Yayin to say the Haggadah Ala Kais. Why was it Moiz Gano Miyad before Manish Tana? That's to be my error, a question. But the Torah is not, he cannot prove to me from the Torah that the Torah didn't agree with the Rambam that the Amiras Haggadah is Ala Kais. That there's no basis to be. Well, he says Moiz Gano Miyad could mean that why didn't you wait until after? Why didn't you wait until after the Manish Tana and then pour a kos when you're starting Mitzvah Maggid? The Rambam, the Shittasi, it's true. According to the Rambam, and the Rambam says you do pour a kos, you would have to pour a kos at that point because that's the Quran says to Kairis says Manish Tana. That's where the Maggid begins. Okay. Just a side hall. Then included in Maggid is what I mentioned, Tzorach L'haskel B'gnus L'sayim B'shevach. This is a chalek of the Din Maggid. And what do we have to do in Maggid? U'mesayim b'nisim b'nifloiz shenasu lono u'b'cheruseim. We have to talk about the evil perpetrated against us, and the Rebbeinu Shalom is nisim. It's what u'sheyidreish, the Mishnah says, me'arami oivid obi, atsheyigmo kol ha'parsha. Now, I don't know why the Rambam says atsheyigmo kol ha'parsha. Because it's not. The last pasuk, we only do four psukim. Unless he means to a parsha which talks about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because the next pasuk is by Yevienu Olamokom Hazeh, which we don't darshan at the Seder. Unless he means that part which deals with Yetzias Mitzrayim. V'chalamoyisich marach midrash parsha zu, is vayit ha'reza meshubach. Right, the Rambam said before, "Kol ha'mayrach midvorom elu," and here, the more one is ma'ayin, and Arami Yovidovi. And this is one of the strange things that we have. I mean, the Iker Hagodah Mitzad Midina Mishnah is Arami Yovidovi. Yeah, Avodim Ayinu, and Mitchilo Yivdi Avodah Zorah, it's Maschah B'Gnus Messiah B'Shevach. And the next part, according to the Din of the Gemara, is the Parash of Arami Yovidovi. If there's one part of the Seder where we tend not to get too involved, it's Dafkan Arami in the preliminaries, you know? We're very busy with the preliminaries. But when we get up to the main part, and here the Rambam says again, Kol HaMarba, it's to be derished, it is HaRezim Meshubach. The Rambam is its own HaRezim Meshubach, I'm being derished the parasha of HaRami Yevirov. And this is also a chelik of HaGodah. And then the Rambam has, the Rambam's not finished yet. Rabbi Gamliel's statement, according to the Rambam, there's a shaila. It says lo yotzi yidei chavosa. There's only one little problem, Rabbi Gamliel. Which chayv are we talking about? We have two possibilities. Are we talking about the chayv of Pesach Matzah Mor, or the chayv of Maggid? Okay, it's generally agreed that it doesn't mean you're not yotze, but you're not yotze a mitzvah and a mufcha. You know, you're not mekayim the mitzvah in the best way possible. But which mitzvah are we talking about? So it happens to be that the Marsha says it goes on the mitzvahs of Pesach Matzah Mor. And we'll come back to that. He's not alone in this regard. The Ramban and the Milchemes at the beginning of Masechet Brachos also learns that way. The Rambam doesn't learn that. The Rambam says the understanding of the symbolism of Pesach Matzah Mor, this is part of Mitzvah's Maggid. Maggid is to understand the symbols of the Seder. That's also part of Maggid. What Pesach Matzah Mor is. The Ramban Shito apparently is that in all the mitzvahs of Eidos I have to explore the reasons for them, otherwise I'm not yoitzing them properly. That
would
seems
it take
to
place somewhere else in the Agada?
What?
Would it make more sense to say the Mara part by the Mara?
Well, it's right. Well, right before we do it, right before the Hallow.
In the middle of Magid, in the middle of before the Bracha, doesn't seem like it's in place for the Yotzei the Mitzvah.
You know, in other words, your shaila is maybe we should have done it after Hallow.
Yeah, do it before you eat the matzah, before you eat the Mara. Unless you have a different order.
I don't know. I can't answer you. I hear your question. In other words, in the order is a little more suggestive of the Rambam's way. Yeah. So this is also, according to the Rambam, this is also Dvorim Elu Kula Nikroin Agada. At the end of Parakei, the Rambam says, this ganze tzedl that I told you, all of this is Mitzvah's Magid. So that's the end. So what's the difference between Magid and Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, Ani Hashem Elokecha, Masher Otzei Siyescha. I don't have to encourage questions, I don't have to ask questions, and I don't have to explore symbols, I don't have to relate Kol HaMarbe, and then I don't have to derish the Parsha Rami Yovidovi. This is all, according to the Rambam, this is the din of Mitzvah's Magid. Magid is highly differentiated from the Mitzvah's Chiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. As the Achrayim says, Chiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's quartz and shaf. Right to the point. And maybe that's also the fact that we're supposed to experience Yetzias Mitzrayim. Maybe that's the Pesher Hadvarim. What's the Gvul for the Mitzvah's Magid? Right? So we said the Tanoim were Dervish until they told him this man ran out. So the halacha says that this man is the whole night, but achi yechtef enoshina. I mean, when you fall, you conk out and you fall asleep. So that's it. You can't do anymore. So you did as much as you could do. What's the pshat? What's the pshat? Why is it that way? There's no other mitzvah that's like that. So I think the pshat is very simply. If we were free today from Mitzrayim, how would we celebrate? We got out of Mitzrayim today. Now we sat down to the Seder. What would we do? Believe me, nobody would be asleep. Who would fall asleep? The high of experiencing the cheiros, we'd be at it, we wouldn't be able to stop. Good, if you conked out from physical exhaustion, so you'd fall asleep. But other than that, you wouldn't. That's what Mitzvah's Magid is an entire night. There's no gvul. As long as you're physically able to, it's supposed to go on with Mitzvah's Magid. Rabbi Yisrael, maybe we'll be zeicha to experience Yitzias Mitzrayim and the Gula in the fashion that the halacha intended.